الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبست قال لبست يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبست مئة عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام عليك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم، فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we completed the chapter on visiting the pious, spending time in their company. And one of the things also that was mentioned in the chapter was visiting those places that Allah Pak has given extra fazilat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, has made it a practice to visit those places, then we visit those places also. So the hadith we did yesterday, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yazuru Quba rakiban wa mashiyan. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, who was the son, he was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, his name was Abdullah. He says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would visit Masjid Quba. Rakiban means either on a conveyance, wa mashiyan, sometimes he would walk and he would go to Masjid Quba, which is in Medina Sharif, not very, very far from the Haram. If a person walks, it doesn't take very long. Or sometimes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would take a conveyance. فَيُصَلِّي فِيهِ رَكَعْتَيْنِ And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read two rakats of salat. In one hadith it comes that a person who makes wuzu, and then he proceeds towards Masjid Quba, and he reads two rakats of salat therein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person the reward of a umrah. We find in that time, the Sahaba were very, very desirous, very desirous. So they had left, Muhajirin had left Makkatul Mukarramah, they had come, made Hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. So they had the desire of doing Umrah. They had that love and the desire of Baytullah to do it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom had made it easy for them that in Madinatul Munawwara, if they did such an action, they would get the sawab of an Umrah. The people in Makkah Mukarramah, when they would read the Taraweeh Salah, after four rakats, how we normally take a break, in that break, they would do one tawaf. So they had that extra opportunity to do that tawaf. The people in Madinatul Munawwara, they didn't have that opportunity to do that tawaf. So what they would do is in that break, after four rakats of Taraweeh, what they would do is they would read four rakats in Nafil to try and compete with the people of Makkah, that they are getting extra sawab, they're getting extra reward in this time. So how we can also make our time more valuable. But they also had this desire, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that if they had to go to Masjid Quba and read two rakats of salat, they would get the sawab of performing an umrah. So this was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وفي رواية كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي مسجد قباء كل سبت راكبا وماشيا وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يفعله. In another report it is said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would come to the Masjid Quba every Saturday. This was his practice, that on a Saturday he would come there راكبا وماشيا, either on a conveyance or he would walk. And Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would continue, and he would also do this practice. So this shows us that the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that we should all try to implement and bring into our lives. This was a great sahabi, then he would also see that this was a practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he continued also with that practice. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Hubbi Fillah, the chapter on the virtues of loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والحث عليه, and the encouraging each other that we should be loving each other for the sake of Allah. وإعلام الرجل ما يحبه, and informing the person that you love, what you should inform him, أنه يحبه, that you love him. وماذا يقول له إذا أعلمه, and what should a person tell somebody when he loves him, what words should he use? So in other words, Islam is complete. It teaches us that we should be loving our fellow brother. Then it is teaching us that we should let him know that we love him, so that increases the love. And then also it shows us what words should be used when you're informing a brother that you love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such detail Islam has showed us, it has not left us yatim. Even what words we should be using as an expression of love, Islam has taught us. It comes in ayat of the Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّا وَعَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that were with him, in other words the sahaba, أَشِدَّا وَعَلَى الْكُفَّارِ, when it came to their relationship with the kuffar, they were very stern. They were very forthright and stern as far as the relationship with the kuffar were concerned. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, amongst themselves they were very, very merciful, very soft, very, very kind, very courteous amongst themselves. In other words, that's how a Muslim should behave, one Muslim to another, that he should be courteous, he should be soft, he should be merciful to the fellow person, to fellow Muslim brother. The hadith that we'll do today, in Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, ثلاثٌ من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if three qualities, if it is found in a person, this person will experience the sweetness of iman. If there are three qualities found in a person, he will experience the sweetness of iman. What is meant by the sweetness of iman? Sweetness of iman, simple understanding, is a person finds pleasure in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he finds pleasure. In fact, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would say that don't think that this is some kind of theoretical thing, that this pleasure that a person, it is actually a hissi thing. A person will actually physically experience that pleasure. And he would go on to say that that sweetness also is found in the mouth of a person who has this experience. So it is some, he would say, that there is one sarbat, one sweet drink that doesn't break the fast. And he would ask the people, which sweet drink is that that doesn't break the fast? And he would say, that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will actually feel, a real wali of Allah will feel this in his mouth, and he'll swallow it also, but this doesn't break the fast. This is such a love that Allah Pak gives. So here this is saying that three things he found in a person, this person will experience the sweetness of iman. As I said, that he finds pleasure in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next thing is, if he's faced with difficulties, then he's able to bear these difficulties with patience. He doesn't start complaining about it. This is a sign that he's got the sweetness of iman. And the third thing is, this love of the world is less beloved to him than the love of the akhirat. In other words, he loves the akhirat more than he loves the world. This is the third sign that this person has got the sweetness of iman. Anyway, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that these three qualities he found in a person, he will experience the sweetness of iman. أَيَّكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to him than anything else. Allah Pak and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to him than anything else. So this is the first quality that he has. وَأَيْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, then he loves a person, he does not love him except for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, his love for somebody else is not because of his wealth, because of his influence, his affluence, his position. He only loves this person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third quality that this person got, وَأَيْ يَكْرَهَ أَيْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ أَنْ قَذَفُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَلَّا يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ, مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. This person dislikes going towards kufr, going towards disbelief, like how he dislikes being thrown into the fire. Nobody likes to be thrown into the fire. So after being rescued and saved from the fire of this world, how a person doesn't like to go back to some type of fire. If somebody has been thrown into the fire and he's being saved, he doesn't like to go back to the fire. So like that, kufr is more disliked to this person than being cast into the fire. How somebody who just got saved, for us to maybe understand, like somebody just got pulled out of the fire, he was burning. Now how he dislikes and he hates to go back, that fear will be in him for the rest of his life. So like that, this person dislikes, and he dislikes going towards kufr, just like how he would have disliked going back to the fire. So
So therefore, if a person has this dislike for kufr, then anything that leads him towards kufr, those things that will lead him, like music, like gambling, like wine, like womanizing, all these things will lead a person towards kufr, saying the wrong words. All these things now become dislike to the person, like how he would dislike being thrown into a fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this quality so we can also experience the sweetness of iman. We should try to bring this into our lives. That whoever we love, keep on reminding ourselves that we love this person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should dislike, genuinely dislike those things that bring displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should love everything that makes Allah Pak happy and makes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahu wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.